take off our shoes and we dance in our socks while we listen to Got My Own Way to Rock. It's getting late, can't stay awake, holding up my baby while we dance away. Sweat pouring down, legs getting tired, as my baby and I dance the night away.
Welcome to Wild Child Records. I'm your host, Jay Stoyan, and we are just listening to some sweet music courtesy Dan Lozon. We heard Bringing Down the House. Wow, we're going to talk more about that later in the show. Very excited today as we have two wonderful veterans, two champions in our studio today. We're down here in Toronto, downtown Toronto, right at Christie Street, which with Barnes Artscape. You hear, you're watching Wild Child Records, where we're all about providing opportunities to emerging artists, independent, and mainstream. Stay tuned and we'll be right back with our two guitar players, Vince and Dan.
All about inclusion and really giving everyone a fair say.
Welcome to the Today Show. This is our flagship show. I am Unstoppable Tracy.
I am Zach Damon.
It is a pleasure to be here. I am excited. What is up?
We have a great show today.
Jay Stoyan here for the Disability Channel, the world's only inclusive channel for and by persons with disabilities.
Get ready to be inspired, everyone.
We have people watching from all over the world, but also all over Ontario.
We also take a concerted attention in the veterans community.
In moments of stress and trauma, we can get a hold of ourselves.
To help make a difference for people with disabilities, to show people how to love themselves or their disability.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys having me, giving this platform for myself and other people with disabilities.
Thank you so much, folks, for joining us for this episode of the Disability Channel of Detroit. Please tune in next time.
Welcome back to the show. Again, we're really excited today as we have two veterans and musicians on the set today. We have Dan Lozon, first vice president from Branch 60 out in Burlington. And we have Vince Campbell, third vice president from the Claremont Legion. So guys, thanks for being on the show today.
Yeah, well, thanks for inviting us.
This is quite the honor because, you know, these guys are champs. You know, these guys are our beloved veterans. They sacrifice their lives for us. So bravo, thank you guys, very much appreciated. Before we get started, we do have a very exciting announcement, as I do want to announce that we do have now new media employment programs for veterans and persons with disabilities, but this focus is on veterans. So again, go to our website, www.thedisabilitychannel.ca. We're gonna have all the information up there because our programs are free. Free programs in media for veterans. So if you're looking to transition from the battlefield to the workforce, just looking for a new skill, just looking for a new hobby, come on down to Toronto. We're also going to be outside in Burlington, Ontario. We're going to have an office there conducting our programs. So again, programs and media for veterans. Thank you, Ontario government. Thank you, Premier Ford. Thank you, all the politicians that helped our platform. We really appreciate it. Let's get to the show. Guys, thanks for coming on. We got two songwriters here. So why don't we start with Vince, as you're right beside me. Before we do, let's see your shirts, guys.
Oh, okay.
Look at these shirts. That's a wonderful shirt. I love the colors.
Oh, thanks. It stands out.
Yeah. That Legion 60, Dan?
Just a Legion.
This a Legion? This a Legion shirt? That's wonderful. Well, thanks, guys. So tell us a little bit about your music career, Dan, and then we'll move over, or Vince, and then we'll move over to Dan.
As for music career, I wrote my first song at 53 years old. It's kind of like a spiritual awakening. I played guitar all my life, but could never really get a song down. Just these little silly things. And one of the first songs I wrote was a coal mining song. And, you know, this, I don't know, it just happened probably after staying in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 6 weeks. And, you know, changes started slowly coming with regards to music and wanting to change my life and to try to take a more natural approach to my health.
And did you always have an interest in music?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I always played music pretty well every day. From the time I got my first guitar in Halifax, I was at a military event and purchased one and taught myself to play. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Dan, yourself, tell us a little bit about your career. And then we're going to get into, I know you guys are both songwriters, and then we're going to mix in some positivity when it comes to the veterans. So tell us about how you got started. And your
I got started when I was just a kid. And, you know, I had an uncle who played in a band, and I said, geez, I want to do that someday. And a few years later, I started playing with the guitar, and I was self-taught. And I wrote my first song, I think, when I was 15. And then I joined the military, and throughout the years when I was in the military, I was always in a band. It didn't matter where I went. I was always in a band. And after I got out, I started doing a Frank Sinatra show with orchestras, and that was absolutely awesome. I was in across Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico doing shows, so it was just unbelievable. But during COVID, a friend of mine from my hometown in Timmins, Dale Dupra, and I got together, and we wrote over 20 songs, and we each had a recording studio in our homes, and we would send each other tracks, and then we'd just keep adding and adding for each song, and the next thing you know is we got an album with 20 songs.
Wow. And I know we were talking off camera about how integral music is to you, both your guys' lives. So we're going to get into that a little bit later. Why don't we do this, because it is a music show, and why don't we have Vince step up and play one of your original songs for us, Vince, and then maybe tell us a little bit of history behind it, if you choose.
Sure can.
Just have to speak loud, though. Just have to speak loud, and let's make sure we have the music loud so
our
audience can hear us.
This song I wrote at a songwriting camp, Veterans for Healing, in Cape Breton with Keith Mullins. Keith Mullins is an East Coast songwriter, along with five other veterans, and this album is up for an East Coast Music Award this May that we're all attending under the Gospel Inspirational category, so we're like super excited.
Wow.
For a songwriter, there's nothing better than being acknowledged for your writing. So so on the album, it's Keith singing this, and I'm kind of doing my own version and finding my own way with the song. So this song is called Troubled Soul, which truly is me. I was a correctional officer after the military in Metro East Detention Center in Scarborough.
Okay.
So, bars and more bars.
That's a nice background story for sure.
Prison bars, seen all types, wounds and scars. What I've learned is just let it go. All mistakes are just bumps on the road. I am a troubled soul with a stubborn mind. I am a wounded heart until the day I die, and I accept my past. I won't be untrue. These troubled souls find a trouble here with you. I'm like this old house, my path will freeze. I've got crooked floors, now two creaky knees, but I've got lost in this tank. Just light her up, do it all again. I am a troubled soul with a stubborn mind. I am a wounded heart until the day I die. And I accept my past, I won't be untrue. Troubled souls find trouble here with you.
I was a prison guard behind prison bars, seeing all types of wounds and scars. And what I've learned is just let it go, 'cause all mistakes are just bumps.
First, the hearing aids have to kick in. So sometimes you don't get in the right pitch, so I probably could do that over again for if you want.
No, that sounded fabulous.
That was good.
But two hearing aids really, sometimes they're balanced, sometimes they're not. So
that's about you?
That's about me, pretty well, yeah. Yeah.
That's
purple
great.
Soul, yeah.
That's fabulous. What we want to do, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and then Dan's going to take the stage, and he's going to pick one of his favorite songs and entertain us. So stay tuned. You're watching Wild Child Records. We'll be right back. Child Records. Wow, Vince, that was a great song. Thank you so much for sharing.
You're quite welcome.
It must mean a lot to you, you know, to your blood, sweat, and tears. You're putting it into the song, and now, you know, you're sharing with people. I mean, thank you. Like, that was great.
You're quite welcome. The word is in the message that's sent to others when they listen to it, because quite often you can connect with, and that's what all songwriting is, to connect with the public, and maybe it'll make a change in their lives and your lives.
I'm sure.
We're all in similar paths.
Right? Let's hope, right?
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan, you're up. What song are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song that a friend of mine taught me when I was a kid, Dale Dupre, who's on the album. And it's a good song.
Okay.
Goes like this. My grandpa, he's 95 and he keeps on drinking. He's still alive. My grandma, she's 92. She loves to dance and sing a song too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight and dance, dance, dance. I'm a hard-working man, I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. Boots in the kitchen, the crop in the field, all cleaned up, my chores are all done. Come on, darling, take my hand, let's go out and have some fun. Come on, darling, put a blue dress on, we're gonna go out tonight. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight and
fun yeah? one. Yeah, I like
wow.
that.
Wow, I love the upbeat, like the great Dixie energy, type that, of feel to it. That is
kinda
awesome.
Kind of makes you want to dance, yeah.
And what, sure so what's that song called?
Dance.
Okay,
dance,
I figured dance, it's, dance. You never know, right? Because, you know, it could be a Zeppelin. It has nothing to do with the song or the names they come up with. So speaking of that, speaking about how music has played such an integral part in both of your lives, I always think of that song, and I think it's by Lou Reed, when his mom was getting beat up by her boyfriend, and he would just run up to his room, and that phrase in that song, I would lock myself in a room and just play my guitar till my fingers bled or something. Like, is that sort of how you guys sort of, because you guys obviously had, you know, being in the military, you must have a lot of memories, good and bad. Does music really take that away, like, sort of thing? Like, soothe you guys a little bit, like your mind?
It does for me. Music, I mean, that's all I do at home. I'm either learning how to play a new instrument, or I'm practicing for a Sinatra show, or I'm writing new songs with my buddy Dale. If it wasn't for music, I think I would have gone crazy by now.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Really brings me back.
So true.
Do you ever share any of these feelings with people who veterans who maybe are not musicians? Like, do you ever try to get somebody to, you know, open up their mind and, hey, maybe pick up a guitar or something? It might help you too. It helped me.
Well, I'm the Veterans Affairs Officer for the Burlington Legion, and I've talked to a lot of them, but most of them are, you know, have PTSD. Not to the point where I say to you, play an instrument, but just how can I help?
Yeah.
Right? This is what I do when I'm feeling down. What do you do? And encourage them.
That's great. And you, how about yourself, Vince? How is it connected with, like, music for you? Helped you and help others maybe?
100%. I'm like Dan. I truly wouldn't be here. Like I said, it's been a gift. The songwriting has been a gift. The whole music has been a gift. And I've waited 53 years to really find my purpose in life. And I guess the key is finding your purpose. Like, we found it in music. It keeps our marbles together.
Yeah.
But when I go to these song camps, the third one coming up this summer, I see the difference in the individuals, the veterans that are coming aboard, and some Somalian veterans, Afghanistan veterans, Bosnian veterans. And it's like their spirit's lifted, and they're all ready to go to move forward and work on their craft. Even Colonel Pat's Sober, and he was in one of our song camps, and every year going back, he comes back and he's practicing on his electric guitar, and he's just moving forward, and it's very inspirational and wonderful to see. But you have to be at that point where you're ready to work on the things, where you're ready to find your purpose. And the mental health sometimes can be a real bump in the road. That's having your mental health being stable, being on the right meds. In our case, we push natural medication. You know, I'll do another, the personal work stuff, the yoga, the wellness. Those are as important as anything else. And, you know, we have a four-step program, which is, you know, four pillars of healing. So music is right in there. It's my purpose in life. What I'm doing right here today with you and with Dan, our roads cross, and I meant to come here. As much as I despise coming to the city, I do not do it for anybody.
I hear you.
For no one.
Yeah.
But I know I'm supposed to be here doing this. And that's the drive forward, and I follow that. Like I said, things are put in your path, and you either follow them, go along with them, or you can say, oh, forget it, I can sit at home and watch TV. So, well, it's very little TV.
Mostly
music.
Well, that's what I was saying off the air. Yeah. I was saying, you know, like we're honored to, you know, have this opportunity to help you guys, but like I was saying, we really need guys like you to help us, to help you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I need veterans to help our platform so we can together help more veterans. So what you guys are doing here today is just amazing. Like, I can't thank you enough. Talk a little bit more about the, and then we'll get into more songs, about the song club, the group.
Song Camp Veterans for Healing is, we have song camps. This is the third one this year. Basically, it's a one-week retreat, the bed and breakfast in Old Coal Mining Management House in Inverness, Nova Scotia, and six veterans gather along with the staff in that. We piloted it for 2 years. And you do, you know, we go to the falls and hikes and meals on the beach and get together every night and play music. Doesn't matter if you play the spoons or whatever, you don't even have to play an instrument.
Yeah.
But the big part is songwriting with a pro songwriter, which is Keith Mullins. He's just magical and inspirational on his own. I don't know if you know Rita McNeil, but
yeah.
Cape Breton is magical when it comes to songwriting, when it comes to music just on its own. So to write songs with Keith Mullins, the lyrics just come out, and in half an hour you have this incredible song that's done.
And when is that now?
We're having a retreat in August this summer.
Yeah.
Six songs we released in June for the grand opening of our Veterans for Healing Clinic, where we have a doctor, psychologist, and all the staff for veterans going and get the process going to sign papers for veterans for VAC. And if they're interested in medicine, we use natural healing and that, they can go along that path. But peer support is so important, as we all know.
Yeah,
hanging with those that are like-minded, and it's not drinking buddies, go out and drink and come back down at the bar. That's not what we do anymore.
Yep.
We're out there to make a difference in our life, in our lives, which reflects on our family and our friends, and really others see that, and a lot of them want to come on board.
Well, we would love to help support that and promote it. And speaking of that, we're putting together now a veteran television show, a Canadian veteran television show, that is going to focus on supporting veterans, giving them more opportunities, interacting with veterans, being a part of the family, and Dan has been kind enough. Dan's going to be hosting it, and we're going to involve all the Legions. We want to sort of just, you know, get into the Legions, let them know who we are, let them know if we can support, let them join our music group, or just whatever, right? Just mm-hmm. just interact with people. So that's a great, that sounds like a great segment for Dan's upcoming show that we'll be
sure,
promoting. We'll go to the East Coast.
Sure, why not?
Love it.
I mean, they're the best people in the world, East Coasters, right? It would be great. We have one of our audience members. Awesome. That's true. So we're here with two very valuable guys. We're here with Dan Lozon, first vice president from Branch 60 out in Burlington. We're here with third vice president Vince Campbell from the Claremont Legion out east. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play some more music. And then we're going to get into the positivity of why they joined the military and how it can help other people, and of course, how it helps Canada. So you're watching Wild Child Records. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Stevens with the Disability Channel.
An inability to break out. I'm sitting by the door on the second floor, losing my 7-year war. It's not an illusion, so why the exclusion?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's about you. So.
You say you're a disability dynamo.
Joining me, and welcome to this beautiful Travelers Championship.
I only want one accolade from you.
So my story is unique, it's amazing, but it's not anything that you guys don't have inside of you. I'm not a hero, I'm not anybody special. I'm just this guy without legs that went out, and I just did it.
Stats outweigh the Democrats, the diplomats, and the bureaucrats.
This is probably your first interview down on the ground on your butt and stuff like
first
that?
First time ever, baby.
All right. Stay with us and the Disability Channel.
Welcome back to Wild Child Records. We're here with two veterans, Vince and Dan. And what we're going to do now is we're going to break into song a little bit. Vince is going to play one of his songs, and Dan, and then we're going to talk a little Legion, and we're going to talk a little about joining and the positivities in the military. So, Vince, if you want to go ahead, we'll just sit back and listen.
Okay. This is a song that's kind of on the go right now. I'm learning production, so to record, so you're going over and over again. So it's called My Town is a Coal Mining Town. It's kind of a celebration of those mines in Nova Scotia that are no longer there and the miners that work the mines. So,
perfect.
My Town is a Coal Mining Town.
Lamp cabin filled with coal miners' gear, waiting for those who go down with hidden fear. Young boys, gray-bearded men, family at home, Sunday suit, hairbrushed with she's a fine tooth comb. Train hitched, full cars, wheels greased, ready to go. Head left, turned on. Full cars connected. We live arm in arm. Did you know my town is a coal mining town? Hats off to those miners going underground. Warm hands tattooed with black coal. Memories of you, life can be so unjust. Coal dust and explosion bodies everywhere. Lifeless men, hurting flesh, hell such despair. Mother, help me, a boy's last breath and breathe. News through the wire, he never thought he'd be on TV. Tracker team rushing down the slope. 2,000 feet, floundered in carbon, a thick black smoke. Darkness below, no soul.
Did you? No, I was thinking, Jesus, that sounds like a Gordon Lightfoot song.
It does.
I used to take his albums from the library when I was a kid in Spring Hill and take them home, play them on my old LP, Gordon Lightfoot and Burton Cummings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So Gordon Lightfoot, 100%.
Both, right there.
Inspiration. You're right.
Yeah, Burton Cummings is one of my inspirations as well.
Is he? I love Burton.
Sounding both, yeah, like Gordon and Burton right there.
Is that right? I don't know, because I just play it, but I know that comes through, but it's just, it's kind of interesting for the feedback, because it's pretty neat. Like, I could never,
That was great song.
Now, the coal town, is that in Spring Hill, or is that?
This is all coal mines in Spring Hill. I did this one for, I did another one just for Spring Hill. But, there's some of that close that have different stories and different people.
Wasn't there a coal mine disaster, or was that in Cape Breton?
Yeah, the Stellarton had a coal mine disaster. That might have been the last one, I think. I remember, that was probably back in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Towards the 80s, somewhere around there, yeah. Spring Hill is closed. They tried to open for strip mining, but it's just too dangerous. I mean, you're going down 15,000 feet. I think almost 500 miners died in Spring Hill just alone. So it's the stories you get from the coal miners. I have friends at the coal miners, and I work where they used to have the coal mines. It's just really, it's haunting, yet really interesting, and to be proud to be from the coal mining town.
Yeah.
Now, there's a famous singer from Spring Hill.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray.
Yeah. I used to drive her mom in the taxi cab.
No.
Yes, I did.
Is that right?
I wrote a song about it, too. It's called Marion and In My Rearview Mirror. What would happen would Anne's mother, she lived in the house, top of the hill, the yellow house, and I'd pick up her and the three other ladies and take them to, I think it was cards or something like that.
Yeah.
And what they do, the tax is about $3, and they'd split the fare, so each of them would pay $1, and they'd go, and because she's so old school, that's just what they did.
Yeah.
And go and pick them up, bring them home, and I did it so many times, and just, drive by her house and see Annie's pictures in the window.
Wow.
It's just a real inspiration. her sister-in-law was my French teacher, so I've had some connections to some of the family and that, but nothing real personal.
What a voice, eh, Anne Murray?
Oh, incredible, yeah. Oh, her museum's open in Spring Hill right now, so you can go and visit. And
maybe the best female. Well, if you're, you know, Canadians, Gordon Lightfoot,
yes,
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray. Bert Cummings, Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and if you're looking like for the signature people, yes. Burton, of course, right? Yeah. But probably Gordon and Anne would say. Yeah, I remember watching Anne... like on stuff like the Glenn Campbell show in the 70s. And they wouldn't know who she was really because she's a Canadian.
Right.
So they'd have her up on stage with these other superstars and she would blow them away. Yeah. Her voice would just like blow the other people away on stage. Like her voice was so powerful.
I remember the first song I heard from her was Snowbird. I think it was Snowbird.
Yeah.
Great song.
Great song. Oh, she has so many great songs.
Here's another one to add to the Snowbird, but my cousin is Gene McClellan that wrote the Snowbird for.
Wow!
I have never ever met Gene, but he used to come up to the farm in the Gaspé and visit. I guess I was really small, but yes. I know his daughter plays and she's a folk singer in Cape Breton, but I've never met her. It's funny, you just don't meet people, but I think it's like a third cousin, I believe, is what Gene is.
Crazy.
So, you know, all those little connections and inspirations and, I guess, DNA and that, you know, comes through. And it's
the world.
That's great. So, Dan, what are you going to play for us?
You know what? I can't decide. I don't know if I want to do a Bob Dylan song or a song that I wrote when I was 15.
Do a Bob Dylan one. Do a Bob Dylan.
I think it's Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Do a Bob Dylan. Can't go wrong. Do a Bob.
If you guys want to harmonize, by all means, jump in.
Oh, well, maybe Vince.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
is we have a live studio audience today, and our staff's in the background working away, so that's not a bad day. Not bad for a Wednesday. Listen to some rock and roll music, some folk music, some Dixie Chick music, some line music. It's great, guys. I think what we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with one of our success stories. Jake Fine, he's a graduate from our employment programs, and he's also a music lover and player, and I know he has a couple of questions for the guys. And before we get to that, I'm going to ask him a little bit about the Legion and a little bit about the positivity in the military. So stay tuned. You're watching Wild Child Records. We'll be right back.
Are you currently on ODSP? If you're interested in social media marketing, TV production, podcasting, or getting off assistance, please contact Jay Stoyan at 647-339-6847 or jay@thedisabilitychannel.ca. The Disability Channel, showcasing abilities.
Welcome back to Wild Child Records. I'm your host, Jay Stoyan. We're in the studio here today, downtown Toronto. We're here with two veterans, Dan and Vince, and we have Jake here. Jake is a graduate of our employment programs and a music lover, and he has a couple questions for the songwriters here. But before we get to that, if you're looking to join the military, we have two great guys here that are going to give us a couple positivities about the military, what it's brought to them in their lives, and maybe what it could bring to you. So, Dan?
Well, I was in the infantry, so when I was in the military, the camaraderie was just fantastic. Like, your friends forever, and they're always backing you up, and they're there for you when you need them. They're a special kind of breed in the infantry, and just amazing people. They're there to give their lives. But the positive side is, one is the camaraderie, two is the postings. I remember when I was just a young fella, I was posted to Germany for 3 years. Mm. It was absolutely the best 3 years of my military career, I'll tell you that right now.
Nice.
I visited France, I was in Switzerland, I was in Italy, I was all over the place. Of course, across Canada as well.
That's great. And Vince, yourself?
For me, the biggest thing is, no, there's an infantryman, also a reservist from 1st Nova Scotia Highlanders and Nova Scotia. But probably the biggest thing would be one thing, discipline, teamwork, and being pushed to really, you can really tell what you can do. You know, you're pushed beyond what you thought, man, I couldn't do that, but you can. And it helps incredibly when you get out in civilian life. There's nothing that you cannot do. In the military, you're trained for doing all the other things and basically move mountains. So those probably the
that's great insight.
Yeah.
Great insight. And if people are looking to join their local Legion, Dan, what are some of the opportunities, some of the things that they offer that people don't know?
Well, first of all, I encourage everybody to join the Legion because we have so many things that we can do for veterans. For instance, we have benevolent fund that we have if veterans require some money. We have the Poppy Fund for veterans who require money. We're there to help you. And if you need, for instance, if you just need to talk to somebody, just meet up with the guys, you know, go in a museum or go in a boardroom, just talk. If that's all you want to do, we're there to help. We're there to help everybody.
That's great. I like that, the way you said, just to talk. Just go in and
just
talk.
Just talk.
Just talk. I like that. And Vince, yourself, what would you say?
I'd just confirm that. And I was in a position where the Legion, three members came to my home when I was down out and came and talked to me and helped me. And I became a member. And I'll never forget that. It takes incredible people to do that. Special people that are disciplined and really truly caring, and many of the branches we do have that. So
I love that. You know,
veterans are welcome.
I love that. Yeah, heart and soul. Yeah. These guys are offering their heart and soul to help you guys out. You know, if you need somebody to talk to, if you just want to have a new friend. And the Disabilities Channel is offering our employment program. So if you want to transition from the battlefield, or you just want to do something different for our employment programs and media, come down, take our courses, go to our website, www.thedisabilitychannel.ca. So we're becoming full, right? We're becoming whole.
Another thing I want to point out is if veterans require help with the paperwork for Veterans Affairs, or if there's something they don't understand, just go to your local Legion and ask to speak to the service officer, and he'll be more, or she'll be more happy to help you out with the paperwork, or even speak to Veterans Affairs on your behalf.
And they can go to part of the Veterans Affairs website, right? Or something like that, right? Or
go
to
they can go there, or they can call, and they'll get sent paperwork for whatever reason that they have. But if they don't understand the paperwork, then, you know, see your Veterans Affairs
service. And you can always follow up with us, and we can always put you in touch with either Dan or Vince or the Legion or the VA or, you know, whatever. It goes on and on. So let's flip it a little bit. We're here with Jake now. I know he's biting at the bit a little bit to ask a couple of questions. So, Jake, what's your question for Dan?
Dan, I noticed that you're very, of the two, your singing and the songs you like are a lot more upbeat. And would you say that the military has enlightened or enhanced music and the way you approach it? Or is it more or less the same?
There's too many sad songs in this world, especially with what's been going on in the last couple of years. You know what? Try and stay away from it and try to get upbeat songs to make you feel good, to get you in the mood. In the military, I was in a band wherever I went, and we always played upbeat songs. And, you know, stay away from the negative side. Get onto the positive side, and it's been like that throughout. You know, not to say I do a lot of slow songs. Some of them are sad, but
I like your upbeat songs. They're good.
Yeah,
they're good.
So upbeat.
And how about for Vince?
And Vince, I can tell your songs are a lot about your own experience. Does writing about your experience, does that help you sort of? Not necessarily come to terms, because I don't know how your experience has affected you, but does songwriting help it grow, or does it help you share your story? Are you using it to sort of heal or to reminisce?
Songwriting is storytelling, so I try to tell the best story, and hopefully a lot of, you know, most of the songs are true. But the key is to just find where you fit in. I mean, some stories, you know, are sad stories, but yet the fact is that, you know, they have to be told, and if you can make uplifting choruses, maybe to make them a little more, you know, so not so deep and dark. But for me personally, I mean, just writing a song for somebody maybe that has cancer, or, you know, which I've done a few times already, is so fulfilling. It's more, you know, it's a sad song, but it's super rewarding to do that for me personally. So I get my rewards from all the songs, doesn't matter, you know, good or bad.
And what you can't say in words, somehow you can say in a song.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, very true.
So yeah. It comes out. It just comes out.
Would you guys have a question for the young musician now? Maybe what he's thinking about his future career, maybe, Dan?
What do you plan on doing for your future?
I'm not sure yet. I dabble in a lot of different arts. I dabble in music, I dabble in visual arts, and I'm along here with Jay, sort of seeing where I can fit in.
We're going to make him, he's going to be a big part of the show, Wild Child Records. Mm-hmm. He's a reporter already, but he's going to be our PR guy. But we're really going to try and push his talent, right? We're really going to put him out there, put him in front, put him out on stage when we get an opportunity.
We need the young energy, right?
We need the young
songwriter
energy.
Songwriter or artist? Or both?
Both.
So it's good. Learn everything you possibly can to be an independent artist, to manage your own business. The best advice I can give you, I've gone through all the course and everything, and keep working that, and things come together. And of course, you get better at your craft, but
what you're doing. This is great, guys. This is great.
This is cool fitting in with this. You have a wonderful opportunity. I could only imagine to be able to do this when I was younger. Man, just to have a guitar and be able to play it and have it recorded on film or something, just.
Play what you know.
Opportunities will open up for you doing this.
This is great, guys. Well, again, you're watching Wild Child Records. We had three wonderful musicians in the studio today. If you want to be a guest on Wild Child Records, go to our website, thedisabilitychannel.ca, or just call me. I'm all over the city. So again, you're watching The Disability Channel, and come on, we need you to get enrolled in our employment program for veterans. You got two great guys here leading the charge. You want to find out more information, just get in touch with the Legions or us, Jay. We'll see you next time on The Disability Channel. Have a great day.